Prabhupada says about Krishna becoming Damodar. Srimati Kunti Devi said, "My dear Krishna, Yashoda took up a rope to bind you when you committed an offense, and your perturbed eyes overflooded with tears, which washed the mascara from your eyes, and you were afraid, though fear personified is afraid of you. This sight is bewildering me." So this is a description of Krishna becoming Damodar. Another name for Krishna is Damodar. And there is a Damodar temple in Vrindavan where I was staying. Still, I have my two rooms. The Damodar month is coming. It is now today here. And it will begin tomorrow. From that day, we'll observe Damodar Vrata for 1 month. The duty will be that in the evening you will all offer a small candle before the deity and chant the Damodar Astakam. So this will be Damodar Vrata. And here we find a quotation by Srila Prabhupada introducing us to the Damodar function. And he explains also the pastime. He says, "The pastime of Lord Damodar is a specific example of the Lord's being the Supreme, and at the same time a plaything in the presence of his pure devotee. The Lord's pure devotee renders service unto the Lord out of unalloyed love only, and while discharging such devotional service, the pure devotee forgets the position of the Supreme Lord. The Supreme Lord also accepts the loving service of his devotees more relishably when the service is rendered spontaneously, out of pure affection, without anything of reverential admiration. Generally, the Lord is worshipped by the devotees in a reverential attitude, but the Lord is meticulously pleased when the devotee, out of pure affection and love, considers the Lord to be less important than himself." In other words, Krishna enjoys when he loses in a wrestling match with his friends, and as a consequent punishment has to carry his friends one round around the forest. He enjoys that more than the Vedic hymns offered by the saints and sages. The Lord's pastime in the original abode Goloka Vrindavan are exchanged in that spirit. The friends of Krishna consider him one of them. They do not consider him to be of reverential importance. The parents of the Lord, who are all pure devotees, consider him a child only. The Lord accepts the chastisement of the parents more cheerfully than the prayers of the Vedic hymns. When Lord Krishna was present in this material world to manifest his eternal pastimes of the transcendental realm Goloka Vrindavan as an attraction for the people in general, he displayed a unique picture of subordination before his foster mother Yashoda. During this month in Vrindavan, it is the regular principle to pray daily to Lord Krishna in his Damodar form. The Damodar form refers to Krishna in his childhood, when he was tied up with rope by his mother, Yashoda. Dama means ropes and Udara means the abdomen. So mother Yashoda, being very disturbed by naughty Krishna, bound him round the abdomen with a rope. It is said that just as Lord Damodar is very dear to his devotees, so the month known as Damodar or Kartik is also very dear to them, to the devotees. "O Lord Damodar, I first of all offer my obeisances to the brilliantly effulgent robe which binds your belly. I then offer my obeisances to your belly, which is the abode of the entire universe. I humbly bow down to your most beloved Srimati Radharani, and I offer all my obeisances to you, the Supreme Lord, who displays unlimited pastimes." As we have heard several times, Krishna has a whole, all the universes within his belly. So then he allows himself to be bound by his mother, He does not really allow himself to be bound by another living entity. He is only attracted to the love of his devotees. See, by bhakti, things which are very, very difficult to perceive is becoming possible. You all have seen many deities of Vashrangaji, that's the name of Hanuman. You have seen how he is there lifting a hill and how he is completely red. You know why the people put sindhu or this red on his body? There is a following leela. Once Hanuman came to Mother Sita and wanted to take some food. But when he approached Mother Sita, he saw how she was putting this red sindhu on her parting. And he asked, "Why are you doing this, Mother Sita?" She answered, "Because this will bring fortune to good fortune to Lord Rama." So then she had finished it and wanted to give Hanuman some fruit, but Hanuman was no longer there. All of a sudden, after some time, she saw something like a red little monster jumping into her presence. "Who is this?" "Oh, it's me, Mother Sita," said Hanuman. "But you are all red." "Yes," said Hanuman. "I have put sindhu all over my body, this red stuff, because if a little sindhu which you put on your parting gives auspiciousness to our Ram, then if I put my whole body with sindhu, how much benefit and good fortune will Lord Rama have?" So once Hanuman, I will tell a little about Hanuman because we see him so often here, Raj. Right after the battle between Lord Rama and Ravan was coming into the presence of Sita and Ram. And at that time, Sita and Ram gave to all those who partook in the battle against Ravan, they rewarded all of them with precious gifts. And Sita gave Hanuman her own pearl necklace. So when she gave it to him, he, after all being born in the Varuna race, the monkey, took the pearls and began chewing on the pearls. He chewed and he chewed and he chewed, and the pearls actually broke in his mouth. So all the saints who were present were just shaking their heads. "What is Hanuman doing? Doesn't he know how to respect Sita? Gobbling up the pearls? This is a great sign of disrespect." Imagine you give someone something which is valuable to you, maybe your wristwatch, and that person begins to just destroy the wristwatch before your eyes. Won't you become shocked? The Sita and Ram were not shocked at all. But Rama, seeing the resentment of the sages present, said, "Hanuman, they all think you have no respect for me and for Sita. Please show them how much you love us." At this, Hanuman just opened his chest and gave everyone a vision into his heart. Now, he didn't actually rip open his chest. He gave them a vision into the heart. And what did everyone see in the heart? Sita and Rama situated on a throne, with all of them present surrounding the throne. And they saw also Hanuman, who opened his chest. And again, they saw within the chest Sita and Ram situated on the throne, this, the whole assembly present and glorifying Sita and Ram. And there was also Hanuman, who opened the chest and gave everyone, I think you understood the point. So in this way, Hanuman showed an immense vision or darshan of his bhakti for Sita and Ram. This Hanuman is a great worshipper of his Ishta Devata, his Lord Ram, and we hope to get a fraction of his bhakti and his devotion, which opens such wonderful realms as Hanuman was showing, such multidimensional spiritual reality. So, in conclusion of this little collection of nectar points, we would like to bring to your attention Sri Sri Radha Krishna's transcendental schedule in a day. Each morning, after the Mangal Arati, all of us become highly interested to hear from the mouth of Bhadra what our different activities are during the day, when we will hear, if we will hear at all a lecture, to what place we will go, when and where there will be our breakfast prasadam, where to take showers, and ultimately in the evening, where to settle and put up our life, our little tent, so to say. So just like our days are scheduled, this is not how a Vaishnava thinks. He thinks Radha Krishna's days are scheduled in a very, very, very shadowy way. Our days are also scheduled. So we would like this evening to hear about the different activities during the day of Radha and Krishna and happily go to bed with this. So there is a this is from Krishna Das Kaviraj Goswami. There is an early morning pastime which goes on from 3:36 to 6 p.m. In other words, just when we are rising up to the time where we have almost finished the lecture, Radha and Krishna are engaged in their early morning pastimes. Oh, you forgot. Yes. In the forest of Vrindavan, Vrinda Devi engages peacocks, parrots, cuckoos, and doves to sing. And finally the old monkey, Kakati, to speak to awaken Radha and Krishna. See, Radha and Krishna at that time are still together. They are awakened by these wonderful singing of the parrots and cuckoos, and then an old monkey comes and wakes them up. The divine couple leave their flower cottage and hastily and secretly return to their homes in Yavat and Nandagram. So then there are the morning pastimes which take place from 6 o'clock, that's up till 8:24. That's the time when we start walking. I mean, within that time we start walking. So it's just nice if we can remember what is going on with Radha and Krishna's pastimes. Radharani and Yavat and Krishna and Nandagram are awakened by their superiors, who are completely unaware of the preceding night's events. In other words, Nanda and Yashoda and Vrishabhanu and Kirtida do not actually know that Radha and Krishna were not at home the night, but spent the time in loving pastimes together. So they are awakened, they come and awaken them. Yashoda sometimes gets worried, why is Krishna not coming? And when she sees that Krishna's delicate body, which is so soft that even a leaf which falls on the body leaves an imprint there, when she actually sees that the body is showing marks, she thinks, but this is because the gopis in the evening who were bathing Krishna were so rough with him and they pinched him. So she doesn't know what was going on in the night. Krishna then greets his cowherd friends and goes to the cowshed to milk the cows. Meanwhile, Radha, splendidly bathed and dressed, proceeds with her gopi friends to Nandagram to cook Krishna's breakfast. After milking the cows and joking with his friend, Krishna bathes, dresses and enjoys breakfast while surrounded by Sri Baladev and his boyfriends like Madhumangal, Subal and Sridham. So, yes, so they eat breakfast. It is described in Brihad Bhagavatamrita that sometimes Krishna jokes with Radharani, who stands quite near to see how Krishna appreciates her cooking. When Krishna, for instance, takes the Manohar Laddu, the special kind of Laddu, and eats it, then, and he knows it was prepared by Radha, then he makes a sour face. Ugh, this is the most bitter thing. This is not even a shadow of a sweet. And Radha goes like, oh. So at that time, then he passes this on, his prasad, remnant prasad of the Manohar Laddu to one of his friends. The friend is totally in ecstasy because it's the most tasteful of all sweets. So then, after 8:25 to 10:48, there are the forenoon pastimes. Sri Govinda and his boyfriends take the cows out to eat the soft, sweet grass at the bottom of Govardhan Hill. The boys frolic in the forest, bathe happily in Manasi Ganga, and enjoy eating tasty snacks of fruits and sweets. They're prasad there. Missing Sri Radha, Krishna tricks the boys and slips away to nearby Kusum Sarova. Here Krishna meets Visubal, Madhumangal, Anishta Shaki, Vrindadevi and Tulasi to arrange for his impending rendezvous with his beloved Radhika. And then come the midday pastimes, which takes place from 10:48 to 3:36 p.m., past midday. That's when we are very, very tired in that period. Radha and Krishna meet and enjoy unlimited nectarian pastimes in Radhakut and in the surrounding forest groves belonging to Radha's dearest friends. Radha and Krishna dispute over flower picking. They ride on a lotus swing, stroll through the six seasonal forests. This is very interesting. There are forests in Radhakund which each have the symptoms of all the six seasons. In other words, there are flowers, honey, and breezes pertaining to all six seasons. You must all know that the forest of Vrindavan is a conscious living entity. When Krishna goes during this time with Radha through the forest, Radha becomes attracted, for instance, to a flower which grows on the top of a tree. So Krishna says, my dear tree, please give this flower. And the tree doesn't just stand around looking foolish and tree-ish should be said, But he actually bows down and puts the flower into Radha's head. Sometimes Krishna wants to hide. This is described in Vrindavan Mahimamrita. And then all of a sudden, bushes appear from the ground of Vrindavan, which are so colorful, full with berries and flowers, that they actually are like a turning bush for Krishna. Just like a military, sometimes the people have some turning, so that they are not recognized from any airplanes. The Vrindavan forest provides a special scene to cover Krishna up, so that Radha doesn't see him. They engage in colors squirting wars. You know, when they throw colors. Squirting means not throw, to squeeze. They engage in water splashing contests, flute stealing, decorating one another with flowers, drinking honey, nectars, and eating forest fruits, playing board games, resting on flower petal beds, hearing parrots sing their glories, and they do also Surya Pooja. Anyway, there could be a lot of description on each item, but let us get an overall general understanding this evening, because we have little time left. Then there is the afternoon pastimes, which takes place from 3:36 to 6 p.m. At that time we eat prasadam, so let us hear what Radha Krishna do. Sri Radha returns home to Yavat, that's her place where she lives, bathes, dresses gorgeously, and begins cooking delicious sweets to send for Krishna's evening repast. That means she cooks not only Krishna's breakfast, but also the evening supper it's called. Sweet. Playing his flute, Sri Krishna calls the cows by name and leads them home to Nandagram. Yashoda and Rohini organize the kitchen to produce many sumptuous offerings for Krishna's pleasure. Yes. And then comes the dusk pastimes, in other words, during the period when the sun sets. That's between 6 o'clock and 8:24. Krishna and Balaram bathe, dress, and relish the sweet snacks sent by Srimati Sundari Radharani. Krishna then milks the cows, or alternately goes to the Yamuna to sport with Radha. Milks the cows or goes to Yamuna to sport with Radha. Sometimes this, sometimes that. After Nanda Maharaj Sandhya Aratik, Krishna and all his boyfriends eat supper in a joking, festive mood. Yashoda sends Krishna's remnants to Radha, who eagerly honors them. So then we have only two more time periods, and we will just go fastly through them. From 8:24 to 10:48, in Nanda Maharaj's palace auditorium, Krishna is entertained with dramas, dancing, instrumental music, Vedic mantra chanting, recitations, and a magic show. Very nice, magic show. Would be interesting to know what this magic show is. Anyone know it? There are also two servants who are very interesting. One is Madhukanta and the other Snigdhakanta. They have heard from the cowherd boys about the different pastimes of Krishna and Balaram, and they begin to sing about these pastimes in the court of Nanda Maharaj. And when they have finished their singing. See, singing is only one part, recitations, it's here called. When they have finished that part of the program, which goes on in underground, they quickly go to other palace of Vashana palace and sing it there to the people of Vashan. So in this way everyone stays informed about everything. Afterwards, Mother Yashoda feeds warm milk to Krishna and sends him to bed. Meanwhile, in Yavat, Radharani is dressed in beautiful clothes which colors coordinated to the moon's faces. That means she wears white garments during the light moon and blue cloth during the dark moon. Accompanied by her intimate gopi friends, Sri Radha travels to the assigned Kunja forest grove on the bank of the Jamuna for her rendezvous with Shama Sundara. Krishna feigns sleep, that means he pretends to be asleep, assigns a couple of boyfriends to guard, locks his door from inside and secretly slips away to meet Radha. In the last is the midnight pastime, which takes place between 10:48 and 3:36, you know, in the night to the morning. Singing responsive songs, Srimati Radhika, Sri Krishna and the gopis wander throughout the Vrindavan forest along the Jamuna river. The amazing Rasa dance begins with thousands of gopis beside thousands of Krishnas, all whirling and spinning gracefully in indescribable, wonderful circular patterns. It is described, the dance is not just one huge circle, but there are circles within the circle. And it's a very beautiful setting. I remember sometimes in our big programs which the devotees conduct in, you know, what is it, Europe, Northern Europe, Eastern Europe, Poland and so on, Hungary, the people sometimes build a huge circle, 200, and then a circle within that which twirls the opposite direction, and a circle within that which goes again the opposite direction. So when you look at this from the top, your head begins to swell. It's so much movement all of a sudden. So, and this is only a perverted reflection of the sweet dancing between of the gopis and Krishna. So Vrinda Devi then comes and distributes musical instruments, and hundreds of gopis begin playing complex rhythms on veenas, mridangas, flutes, finger cymbals, stringed and wind instruments. See, these gopis all know the art of music, and in fact the ragas come there to serve them. All the musical instruments blend sweetly together. The tempo gets faster and faster, the tunes become more and more complex, and the dancing becomes more and more frantic as the gopis sing thousands of varieties of songs. Krishna admires the melodious compositions of all the talented gopis. Srimati Radharani brings the topmost happiness to Sri Krishna by enacting a special dance that no one else could possibly imitate. After the exhilarating Rasa dance, Radha, Krishna and the gopis refresh themselves with inebriating fruit and honey nectar drinks. Then they relax upon luxurious natural beds made from flower petals and lotus stems. To further mitigate their transcendental fatigue and to enjoy more pastimes, Radha, Krishna and the gopis dip in the Jamuna for a sportive water fight. These water fights are so wild, so much water is splashing, that sometimes Radharani loses her nose ring. So so much force is applied by Krishna. Vrinda Devi provides fresh cloth and decorations for the Shish, Radha and Shri Krishna. She then brings the divine couple to their resting temple, where they enjoy some fresh forest fruits before retiring for pleasure pastimes. And then again at 3:36 in the morning, the day repeats itself with the birds coming to wake up the divine couple. So, within this schedule, which is described by Krishnadas Kaviraj in great detail in the book Govinda Lilamrita, many, 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 many wonderful pastimes take place. There's no end of these pastimes, how they change a little, how they're very interesting new details, and in this way it is an ever-fresh monsoon shower of nectarian transcendental pastimes. So this is of course a very high discussion, and here in Vrindavan we are actually reminded to sometimes think about these things. See, Krishna wants to enjoy also with us. He wants that we take place in his, that we take a part in his leela. Here, not only, writes Prabhupada, does the Supreme Personality of Godhead enjoy the company of his devotees, but because he is unlimited, he wants to increase his devotees unlimitedly. Thus he descends to the material world to induce the non-devotees and rebellious living entities to return home back to Godhead. He requests them to surrender unto him because, unlimited as he is, he wants to increase his devotees unlimitedly. The Krishna consciousness movement is an attempt to increase the number of pure devotees of the Lord more and more. It is certain that a devotee who helps in this endeavor to satisfy the Supreme Personality of Godhead becomes indirectly the controller of the Supreme Lord. So here in Vrindavan Dham, let us get great hope that the Lord wants me, although he is so much absorbed in his own leela, and there is no need for him to have us. Still, out of his mercy, he invites us forever to join him in his eternal leela. So, Hare Krishna, here we want to end. These are just small pearls of nectar. Also, I must say, I want to excuse myself that for two consecutive nights, I'm sitting here. For sure, tomorrow, another Vaishnava will bring our attention to some wonderful nectarian points which we can remember and which are taken for our inspiration. So let us now all think of slowly retiring so that tomorrow morning we can again wander around Raj in search of wonderful Krishna. Sri Krishna Balaram ki jai. Sri Braj Manda Parikram ki jai. Gaur Premananda Hari Hari Bol.